This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. We are led by our senior pastors, Jeff and Tracy Lamont. This week's service is our annual Thankful Sunday service. A number of members share things they are thankful for. It was recorded on November 24th, 2019. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Hey, this is a service that's kind of become a tradition at New Song.
Yes.
Everybody say the word thankful.
Thankful.
I hope that every single one of you this morning are truly thankful to the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to turn with me to Luke chapter 17. I want to point something out to you that I think is kind of new for me, a little connection that I made with thankfulness today that I want to share with you. And Tracy and I just want to kind of prime the pump here for a few minutes, because this is the one Sunday out of the whole calendar year that honestly you get a chance to preach too. Mm-hmm. Well, for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Remember that, two minutes, please. In just a bit, we're going to turn it to you, and we want to hear from you. So if you have something, and I know all of you do,
yeah,
at 11:15, but we want to give you a chance to just come up and share a quick word of thanks to God.
Yeah.
And this service means so much to me. Every year, I keep a diary of what everybody shares. This was looking through 2017's last night and just rehearsing the good things God had done in people's hearts.
Yeah.
So Luke chapter 17, there's this really cool story in the life and ministry of Jesus where Jesus prays for a group of 10 lepers.
Mm-hmm.
10 lepers. It's one of the only occasions in the New Testament where Jesus does a miracle for a group. It's really an interesting encounter. Of course, there's the feeding of the 5,000, but as far as a healing is concerned, 10 come, 10 are affected with leprosy. He tells them what to do. They go on their way. They're healed, but only one returns to give thanks. And I want you to read this with me. It says, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him."
Yeah.
And he was a Samaritan. Always interesting, little phrase, a Samaritan. We have the story of the Good Samaritan. We have the story of the woman at the well who was a Samaritan. And now we have the one leper who returns to give thanks to God. He's a Samaritan. He's an outcast. He's not the expected one.
Yeah.
Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed?" There's always something really powerful to be learned by the questions that God asks. "Were not all 10 cleansed?" I want you to think about that. "Where are the other 9? He asked. "Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Yeah, so good.
Now, I want to just focus in for just a minute at a couple of things. The one returns, and Jesus notices it.
Yeah.
Jesus notices when we are grateful, and he also noticed when they were ungrateful. I'm always... Now, I don't know about you, but that speak to me, that brings something alive to me, that help me to understand God's heart. And this really hit me in a profound way. Were not all 10 cleansed?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have all 10 been here saying thanks for the incredible miracle they received from my hand? Where's the other 9? Why is it just 1? Why 1 out of 10? Is that a percentage that we could possibly pull out of the text and say, is it true that maybe only about 10% of people are truly grateful? There was a day and a time in my life before Christ came into my heart, I wasn't a very grateful person. I was a very selfish person, and I felt like the world owed me something.
Yeah.
But one of the things that God has done in my heart over a number of years is build into my heart this incredible principle of praising God, thanking God, being grateful for what God has done in my life. I found this, that one of the secrets of contentment, true contentment in God, is being thankful
yeah, that's right.
for what you have, for where you are, for what God is doing in your life. And you know, it's easy to want to give God your future. But you know, the truth of the matter is, all we really have is the present.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't have the future yet, so you can say to God, God, I'm going to give you my future. But you know what? You have this moment, and it's a treasured moment. And the way you react in this moment is going to show whether or not you're grateful to God or not. You can choose in this moment, I'm going to be a grateful person. I'm going to be a person that comes back, that praises God. Look at what he does, by the way. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. It's not just that he came with some words. It's that he came with some actions that demonstrated a true heart of thankfulness to God. One of the things that I've built into my routine, and it's not routine really in the sense that every morning it's fresh, every morning it's out of the sincerity of my heart, I fall on my knees and I thank God. I want to have that kind of heart constantly before the Lord, that I'm thankful to him, even for the small things. I started a few years ago a gratitude journal. And I like to journal three things a day that I'm grateful to God for. If you haven't tried that, by the way, you should really try that. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, there's a saying that I love. It says this, the struggle ends when the gratitude begins.
That's good.
Boy, it changes everything. It totally changes your perspective. When you start to be thankful to God for all the good things you have, sometime you ought to just sit down and start trying to inventory in your own heart and mind. What are all the things that I could be grateful to God for? And the list is so incredibly long. So I do three a day. Today, here were my three. The choice to rejoice. That I have a choice every day whether I'm going to be grateful to God or not. I have a choice. I can choose to be grateful to God. I'm glad of that. Now, that also means I can choose to not be grateful. And that's scary. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, which I think says a lot to our society today, when it talks about people who are turning away from God, people who are becoming of reprobate mind and actions, one of the things it clearly says is that they failed to thank God. There's something about failing to thank him that leads us to not a good place. Not a good place. There's something in thanking him that opens up to us an incredible opportunity, an incredible place before him. This man was so thankful, he literally dives before the feet of Jesus. I think there's a really interesting study in the New Testament, just looking at people who were at the feet of Jesus. There's only a few occasions, and this leper is one of them. Yeah. Let me tell you, it's at the feet of Jesus that your world gets turned upside down. It's at the feet of Jesus that you get released into the good things that God has for you. And look at what happens in the end. Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. This act of gratitude was seen by God as faith. And it was commended. And he was blessed. And he received something even greater than just the physical healing. And here's what I would say to you today, and I want you to say this with me, because I want you to remember today that some thankfulness is more than just words we say, it's actions that we take. Mm-hmm. Some of you here, you're really good at, whenever somebody blesses you with something, you're really good at putting together a thank you note. In fact, we have one really sweet lady here in the congregation. I got a thank you note from her the other day. It was so fashioned so beautifully and so artistically. I just kind of beheld it. I was like, this is really cool. I just love this note. I want to keep it just because it's like a work of art. But your thankfulness goes a step further. You don't just say, you know, thank you, but you go a step further to demonstrate a heart and attitude of thankfulness before God. Because here's a key. Thankfulness is as thankfulness does. Would you say it with me this morning? Thankfulness is as thankfulness does. Not only did the leper come back, but he literally bowed. He humbled himself. He found himself at the feet of Jesus. Because he just wasn't coming to thank him. He was coming to worship him. He was coming to submit and commit his life fully to him. Look at what Ephesians 5 says. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Not, you know, not that everything that comes our way is from God. It isn't.
Right.
We live in a very sinful world where there's brokenness and tragedy and horrible things that come from an enemy and that come from the sinfulness of humankind. But for everything, we can give thanks, because as we give thanks, we invite God into even the difficult situations and he turns them around for his glory. Just like Romans 8:28 says, in all things, God can work together for good to those that love him. So always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So I want to encourage you this morning, be people of great gratitude and thanksgiving to God. Honey, I'm turning it over to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me see what time it is. All right. So what do we do? I mean, what we focus on determines if we become grateful. Right? If we're focusing on our situation, how hard it may be, or how long we've waited, we can become discouraged. And so I find it really hard to worship the Lord and be full of gratitude when I'm focusing on the wrong things. So if you're thinking, I don't know, I don't think I'm very grateful, you might want to consider, what are you really focusing on? What are you focusing on? If we wait until everything changes, I've got some things in my life I'm really trusting the Lord for. I have not seen breakthrough yet. Anybody else? I've got a loved one that I'm like, they're going to get saved. But I've not seen that yet. And sometimes I don't have a lot of encouragement in that way. But you know what? We, as we worship the Lord, because our focus becomes on the Lord, not on our situation. So I wanted to share with you a passage here in Acts. And you all know this well. So this is Paul and Silas. This is when they were in prison. Okay, so after they had been severely flogged, I've never been flogged, hallelujah, okay, they were thrown into prison. I've never been thrown into prison, right, physically, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully, and while he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. I mean, this guy was going to make sure they were not going to get away, right? And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, so right in the middle of a very hard and bad and uncomfortable situation. And by the way, what keeps us from worshiping God? Intimidation, right? Fear. They could have been intimidated by all the other guards around them, or all the other people in prison, or by the enemy that tells us, well, you shouldn't have done that, or you did this wrong, whatever the accusation is. So what keeps us from worshiping and having gratitude is intimidation, fear, right? Wrong focus. But they're not doing that. So midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God while they were in prison, while their feet were in stocks. You know, they couldn't move. They were uncomfortable. They were in pain. We worship the Lord even when we're in pain, right? Emotionally, physically. We worship the Lord anyway, because again, it's our focus. And what were they focusing on? They were singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. When we show gratitude, when we live a life of thankfulness, because it isn't just in the big things, guys. If we think, well, when this big thing happens, I'll finally give thanks to the Lord. No, you won't, because you're not giving thanks to God in the small things too. See what I'm saying? It's a lifestyle. It's a it's a decision. Remember, in the spirit of heaviness, we decide to put on the garment of praise. It's a choice that we make every single day. God, I'm going to thank you even in the hardest times, even in the most painful times, the most uncomfortable can happen, right? It positions. But here's the thing. It doesn't just change people who are watching our lives. They're listening to the things we say, our children, our neighbors, our coworkers, our family. It also changes us. It changes us. We don't realize that, but it changes us too. So suddenly, they were listening. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open. And everyone's, not just Paul and Silas, everyone's chains came loose. They came loose. There's something about when we choose to focus on the Lord and we start to worship him, it changes things, and we don't even realize it. But we can't do that if we're not focusing on the Lord. If we're focusing on the discomfort, or, wow, I don't like this situation. I hate my job. I hate this marriage, or I hate whatever it is that you're focusing on the wrong things. And it's really hard, but it's our choice to turn and focus and start worshiping the Lord. You know, and it could be just a small little thing. It's okay. You don't have to be big and bold. I mean, you know, I know this is Paul and Silas. You're like, oh, Lord, you know, I can't even praise God for financial breakthrough. I'm let alone being in stocks. And, you know, no, it's not about how big. It's about turning your heart and being obedient to the Lord, even in the small little things. Like for instance, God, I have a really bad attitude here. I don't even know how to, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to turn because the situation is really painful and it really stinks and I don't even know how to be grateful. Okay, that's honest, right? It's okay. You know, that doesn't make God fall off his throne. He's like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to bless you. No. It's like, sure, I understand. Invite me in and I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for your toes. Praise the Lord for your feet. Praise the Lord for your nose. I don't know. Praise the Lord for something. God, thank you. I have a brain today. Thank you. You know, just something small. And watch the Lord help you. He will help you. It's okay. You don't have to do it by yourself. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Amen. But what I love so much even about the leper, he did it. He humbled himself in front of people. You know, they didn't want anything to do with him. He took a risk on coming back. You know, he was healed, but who was going to believe him? He was a leopard all his life. Not a leopard, a leper, dear Lord. And, you know, he threw himself at the feet of Jesus, and he had to humble himself. So even if it's like, I don't want to go up there and say anything, okay, listen, it's okay. No pressure. I'm not trying to, like, make you feel condemned. But I do want you to listen to the Lord. And if it's like, I need to say something, even if it's a small worship, please do that. Please do that. Because I really feel like as you do, it'll set you free.
Amen.
The chains will loose, and then we get to listen, and our chains will be loose too, you know?
Amen.
You just never know.
All
right.
Thank you, honey.
Amen. You're trying to get me off the platform.
All right, we're turning it over. Everybody stand real quick.
Do you want to bring us down?
Mm-hmm. Everybody stand. And here's what we want you to do. If you want to come and give, we're going to have to probably limit to one minute testimony. If you're sitting on this side, go to that side. If you're sitting on this side, go to that side. And we'll just trade back and forth. I'm going to bring the podium down here. There's a little towel that'll be sitting up here so you don't bang the microphone on the metal. And Brother Doug, thank you for helping me out there. I appreciate that very much. And Trace, what'd you do with the microphone? Okay. All right. So we're going to turn it to you and can't wait to hear from each of you what God is doing and give you a chance to give him praise today. So, all right, who's our first one to start us out here today? Who do we have? Oh, come on, Cody. All right, and you can be seated. God bless you.
So there's so many things to be thankful for in a church like this, so family-oriented. But one of the things I'm super thankful for is two pastors who are willing to come out and hang out with a bunch of goofy kids at Young Adults Group. And I think I can speak for everyone that goes to that. We love Pastor Jeff and Tracy. You guys are awesome. Super thankful for a pastor that loves coffee just as much as I do. If you ever want an amazing pour over, go to Pastor Jeff. Thank you guys.
Good morning. Wow, a minute. I mean, we've all got so much to be thankful for that we could be up here for 30 minutes. But I really want to say thanks to God for changing the direction of my family's course. At one time, we were walking this way. And on the same night, Gina and I accepted Christ as the Lord of our life. And he took us this way. And wow, that is good. That is good. And because of that, I'm such a blessed man, a blessed father, a blessed husband. And one day I was sitting, the whole economy was going through a financial crisis at one point. And I was sitting in church before here, and a woman came up behind me, bless her heart. She whispered in my ear, she said, God would tell me that you're not handling this in a Christian-like manner. And I'm like, I mean, this was 20 years ago. So there is a Christ-like way. What I took away from that is all the trials that I've been through since, have I handled them in a Christ-like manner? No. But that word has come back to me to say, Rick, you can do it differently. There is a Christ-like way to handle and to walk through challenges. And for that single 20-second, 10-word, whatever it was, message that God brought to my ear, it's not erased the challenges, but it's made them more, it has enabled me to walk through them in a more Christ-like manner. So for that, I'm thankful.
I am grateful for this church. We have been here 26 years, and we're with Jeff and Tracy even before that. But the thing about this church in looking at it over the years is it's always been a safe place. And it is a place where people love each other. It is a place where my family has been ministered to. We would not be the same at all. If it was not for the ministry of this church, I doubt we'd even be a family. If it wasn't for the ministry of this church. And so I'm just very grateful for you all. I'm grateful for the leadership that encourages that safe and loving place that you can heal, that you can be discipled, that you can grow in Christ, but also that you guys respond to that, and you do that as well. It takes everybody. So I'm just very grateful to be here this morning, because I'm telling you, not every church is this way. This is really a gem here, and I'm grateful for that. Amen.
So I have a ton of things to be thankful for, but one thing for this year is really how God worked so many things together for me, for my good, in terms of a difficult and frustrating situation with my job, and really brought me through to a place that's been a lot better and is opening up other opportunities for me to do other things. And so just really amazing the way it worked out. But I'm also thankful for the opportunities I've had to do some amazing things and go on some great adventures with some of the brothers in the church here. So I'm thankful for him for that. And then also kind of brought to my mind with one of the songs that we sang this morning, that God isn't finished with me yet. And so I'm very excited and thankful that he has new things for me to do and opportunities in this kind of new season of life that I can enjoy and do with him and other people.
Good morning. There is something that happens here every Tuesday and Thursday during the school year that a lot of you all know something about, but not a lot about. And for me, it is a true blessing, and I'm so grateful to our staff here that they heeded the call to start the academy. And it has been a part of our family's life for the last 14 years, 13? And we have been a part of it since then. And I have seen so much. There are times when we get on each other's nerves. It gets tense. A lot of work has to get done quickly. And we love each other through it. We support. We're very much a family on Tuesday and Thursday, and I have seen the ministry that the Academy does, not only to the children, because, you know, we've had a graduate from Pastor Jeff Speaks, history maker, world changer, and we believe that to be true of all the kids that come through here, and for me personally, so I remember Pastor Jeff talked just a few weeks ago how, you know, in the Baptist church, you went on Sunday night, Wednesday, whatever. So Tuesday and Thursday for me is the continuation of my church, my service. And I love it. And I see how the academy ministers, like I said, not only to the children, but to our teachers and our staff. We encourage each other. We support each other. Some of our staff is going through some very difficult times right now that I have not been a part of in a long time. I have not seen these things happening in the Christian community in a long time. And we are just bonding and encouraging and supporting and loving. And it's just been phenomenal. And I'm just so grateful to our staff that they started this ministry 20 years ago? 20 years ago? Yep, 19 years ago, 20 years ago. And I look forward to it growing more and being a part of it for many more years. And I'm just very, very grateful.
So I'm thankful for, quite frankly, the opportunity to serve, the reward of service. And it goes kind of deep than just, hey, thanks for letting me serve you. Because it, the other thing that I'm thankful for is God's healing. Healing of sexual addiction, healing of cancer, healing of relationships. And to know that there have been times very much of a fake place. My wife said to me once, Amber, you know, she said, I would see you up there leading, posing, acting in a way, portraying a certain thing, but then I'd see how you lived through the week, and it hurt my soul. And that was a hard message to hear, and now it's so entirely different. She affirms me, you guys affirm me, and that's all because of the mercy God has of letting me continue, knowing that he had a plan for me and knowing that he was going to see that out and let that ride. So when I say thank you for the reward of service, it's because of the opportunity to still be here, still be a part of it, instead of him going, oh, and you're done. I'm thankful for promise of a new day, for new faces. I'm thankful for a team that is absolutely amazing and is loyal. Alexis and Lee and Doug and Cody and Timothy Tominey and, gosh, there's so many of them. I'm going to forget some of them in this moment because I've got only 20 seconds left maybe. But y'all are amazing. I'm thankful for every single one of you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, I really wasn't going to get up here this morning. I determined at home that I wasn't going to do this. And one of the reasons is because you all hear from me as far as prophetically a lot, and I didn't want to come across the wrong way. But Pastor Jeff and Tracy both have stirred such a thing, desire in me for the gifts of the Spirit this year to come back alive because I had let them go dormant. And so I'm very, very grateful for that. But what I really want to get up and share that I'm grateful for is this morning Smitty and I were at home talking, and he had been reading scripture like he usually does on Sunday morning, and I was really praying, asking the Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, because I try not to ever come in here not ready for God to use me in some way. And even though in the back of my mind I had determined I wasn't going to get up here today. So anyway, Smitty was reading in scripture this morning, and it went right along with line with many things the Lord's been causing me to be grateful for lately. And it was where the Pharisees, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were taking Jesus before the king. And here he was right there with them physically and in bodily form. And there was no conviction, and there was no awareness that they were with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they were with the person that could be their savior of their soul. So I'm very grateful today because he opened my eyes. You know, they were stuck in religion. They were bound and determined they weren't going to be told that the religion and the regulations that they were in were wrong. So I'm grateful that he showed me when I was in my religion that there was a better way, and that that he cared enough about me. You know, this morning, singing the song, the goodness of the Lord is running after me. That's exactly what he was doing. And then I thought about, you know, his reckless love. And that's the other thing I'm grateful for, is that because we've walked through this last couple of weeks losing some people that are really precious to us. And it does bring up a lot from during the holidays when you lose someone special. And, you know, our daughter has been away from us now for 20 years. But one of the people that passed on to be with the Lord this week, we just found out that his relentless love was running after him. And even though he was seeking, he'd been brought up in church and he knew the Lord, but yet at the same time he was really questioning everything, and he was looking at all the other religions and everything that, you know, he was studying and getting all the knowledge he could. But in these last few weeks, he told his mommy, he said, "God talked to me, and God told me this." And, you know, that's God's relentless love after us. And so I'm very, very grateful this morning just for who he is and for opening our eyes to see him as Father, and for never giving up on anyone that's been touched by him and bought up in the church and in the Word and in the truth.
Hi, I think it's appropriate that my mom wanted to join me up here today, because what I'm thankful for the most this year is that both of my parents are still alive and have their love and support. My dad and my mom have had a very difficult year this whole past year, and there were more than one occasion that I thought my dad was going to go to heaven, but he made it, and God proved faithful and showed up, and my dad was able to be at Amy's wedding, and they were able to celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary this week. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful. I mean, we always say we're thankful for our family, but I'm really thankful for my family. So thankful that we are all able to get together and just be family, and the love that we have, not take it for granted, because there's so many hurting and broken families. I'm just thankful that the Lord would bless us the way he has, so we can be an example of believers to the world.
I'm thankful to Jesus for my life.
Amen.
Well, I got a list for my mom. Mom, I always love you, and I think I know Austin. So Austin is moving his new house, and then he's doing fine with Jenna for right now. And I got a list for my girlfriend. It's Megan Mudd. So my girlfriend, Megan Mudd, she's smart enough, she's wonderful, but she's smart enough, and she knows God like me. So just clean up.
A lot of you know that I moved to Louisville about 6 months ago, but many of you may not know the backstory of that. And so West Arkansas, which is where I was living at the time, and I'm like, I don't know why I'd move. I love it here. I have great friends, great connections. I'm perfectly happy. I don't know why I'd move. over the next few months, my dream job turned into a very toxic work environment that I dreaded going to work every day. My friendship groups kind of dissolved, my church group dissolved, a relationship dissolved, and everything just started being stripped from me. And I'm like, God, what are you doing through this? And so with that, I would kept praying, and the desires of my heart shifted to be open to, God, I feel like you have something new for me, and I don't know where that is, but I'm open to where you want that to be. And as I prayed, I kept getting an image of an eagle. And it was over and over and over again, and I had no idea what that meant. And so I started pursuing other jobs without a tie to geography, and all the doors shut except for here. And as I was telling a friend about why I was moving, and how I felt like the Lord was leading me here. She's like, oh, that sounds exactly like a passage in Deuteronomy about how God's like an eagle. Threw me off. Like, what does that mean? And so she talked about how mama eagles, when they have eaglets, the nest is very comfortable. It's lined with feathers and it's very soft. But it's when it's time for them to fly, the mama eagle stirs up the nest and makes it pokey and the sticks move so that the eagles aren't comfortable. And that will get them out of the nest to want to fly. And when they fly, the mama eagle flies under it, spreading its wings to catch them in case they fall. And so she turned to Deuteronomy 32 and said, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. And when she shared that, I knew exactly that's what God had been doing in my life, is he had made the he made the comfortable uncomfortable to be able to guide me. And so specifically for this year, I'm very grateful for God's leading, for God's speaking, and for guiding us to follow his will, even when it's not comfortable.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I've been walking through kind of a not like super great season in my life, I guess. I work night shifts, tired all the time. I've been in the process of applying to schools and things, and it's just been kind of discouraging the way it's turning out. But this morning I was just really thinking, and I was like, I do have so much to be thankful for, regardless of all this stuff that's going on. My dad has walked through a lot of health issues, and I'm so grateful he's becoming stronger and healthier, and it's so good to see that. My mom is always in my corner and always on my side, even when she frustrates me and even when I don't see it. Austin just moved here from Florida, and it means so much to me that he's here, and a long-distance relationship's really hard, and I'm so grateful that he's here and grateful for his support and his love always for me. And Jack always brings a smile to my face, and I have so many people to be thankful for. I have a little puppy that brings me a lot of joy now, and so it's just, I have so much to be thankful for, even regardless of all the things going on, so.
Hi, I'm Beth. I just wanted to say how thankful I am for a wonderful husband. My husband, Doug, he has been faithful to me for 33 years, and I'm very, very thankful for that. I think I take it for granted way too much. And he keeps growing. This year has been a year of exponential growth. I'm very thankful for a husband that keeps growing. He's not content to just stay where he is, but to keep growing in all areas of his life. And one thing he talks about, but he wants to do those years well and to finish well. As a faithful husband, as a dad who loves well and does the hard things, the friends in his life to press in. And I'm just thankful for him.
I'm thankful for Doug, too. A few months ago, I was thinking, what do I want to do that I haven't done in a long time? When you have some margin, which Pastor Jeff always preaches about, and I never lived, loved him, but I just had no margin in my life. I said, I'd like to preach. I'm always talking to people, but it's not talking about the gospel or my relationship with Jesus Christ. I said, I'd like to do that more. Because, you know, pastor will give me some times in Nicaragua, a little here, a little there. But I thought, like, Doug, there's some preach in me that I haven't let out, you know? So I was talking to this pastor in Michigan, met in Nicaragua. He goes, Coach, I'm not getting off this phone until you give me a date where you're going to come down to our church and preach. I said, all right, okay. Putting some pressure on me. I gave him a date, went there. So he said, I want you to preach the men's group. I said, I'll preach the men's group. I had a good message for him, courage and pivotal times in life, and felt really good about that. Like, yeah, it was really well received. There's like 22 guys there, and, you know, on a Saturday morning, on a football morning, you're thinking, especially in the Midwest, you're thinking there's going to be like one person there, the pastor. But there was a good crowd there. Then later on that night, they said, Coach, we want you to preach at this inner city outreach. It's an inner city outreach for mainly the basketball players. We rent a gym. We invite them in, and they come from a lot of tough backgrounds. And I said, well, how many came last week? Four. I said, that's good. Four people. Well, 24 players came that night. They must have told them that I was a basketball coach and not a tennis coach, and they all came. But they all came there, and I had a good word for them. Then the pastor gave us the Sunday morning service, Melissa and me. And, you know, as I was preaching, I thought, like, man, I haven't done this in a while. But Doug, Pastor Jeff, I feel good up here. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm feeling it right now, man. I'm rolling. So a lot of people came up, and you know you did okay for two reasons. When the deacons come in and say, "Hey, golly, I wrote a lot of notes. I want to talk to you, pray for you." I said, "When you could please the deacon board, you know you've done all right." And Melissa and I were talking to people hour and hour and a half after the service and continued to minister and on the way home, I think I did well. I felt the anointing because all I want to do is, God, I think I know what I want to say. I'm really prepared. But I really want your anointing. Words are just words. Words will fall down. But the anointing of Jesus Christ and the inflow of the Holy Spirit, whatever you say will be powerful. You know, whatever you say will be powerful. And on the way home, I heard my sons, they were back there, and they started like saying stuff about my sermon, like, Dad, you know, And I thought, like, I must have really did good. When they remembered what I said, and they were, when you have teenage boys giving you props, I felt good on that drive home when I just, like, got their approval. I mean, people always say, man, these kids look for parental approval. Man, I look for approval for my kids, like Alexis. And if they say I did well, I said, that's all I really need. And the last thing is, you know, I want to encourage everyone. Do something that you haven't done. I've got this fast in a while or ever. And I'm not just talking about, hey, I've got this fascination of the Egyptian pyramids. I'm going to go fly to Cairo. I'm going to go touch the pyramid, take a selfie, post it on Instagram, Snapchat, then go home. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about something that you have in you, a skill set that is either unused or underutilized, and to use it soon. And let the anointing, let the Spirit of God use that skill set. And I can encourage you, but you've got to step out in faith. You've got to set the date. You've got to put it in your calendar that I'm doing this. And step out. And God will use that skill set. God will use you in ways that would blow you away. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have so much to be thankful for. It's kind of hard, as everybody says, like, where to start. And a lot of people have already said it today, but one of the things that I'm so thankful for is to be a part of this church family. You guys really show what the body of Christ is meant to look like. You are being the body of Christ. You all have come alongside us individually as a family, sending us into the nation so many different ways. And it's an honor to call New Song home. So I just want to thank you guys and let you know we are very thankful, very grateful for each of you. But I also am thankful for something else that I've been reminded of a lot lately with having a new addition in our home. But I am thankful for the gift of marriage. I have watched my husband serve me in selfless ways that has reminded me of the love of Christ. Times when I've been unworthy and undeserving. Times when I've been in desperation, irritable, lack of sleep, or just like, I don't know what to do. He's come alongside. He's led us. He's been a peaceful force, just home. He's brought truth and spoke the love of God. Not just told me about it, but spoke it over me. Heather, this is not true. This is a lie. This is what God says about you, about our home. And so I'm thankful for that gift of marriage, because this is a gift that is, people can encourage you, people can say different things, but there is anointing, as what we just talked about, anointing, but there's an anointing within the context of marriage for love, I think, an anointing for selflessness. But I will say, you don't always have to take that anointing. But I've seen my husband walk in that anointing and that love. And I'm so grateful for the covenant of marriage and so grateful for the fruit that it produces, our children. We are holding a little promise back there. And so there's so much I could be thankful for with marriage. I could go on and on. But I'm thankful to the Lord for creating this partnership and having this design in mind. And I'm thankful for you, Cody, that you chose me and still choose me. So.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I just wanted to, like, testify to one thing that stuck out to me, like, as you guys were talking about the guy healed from leprosy and how he came back. To thank God, and I was like, I haven't been healed from leprosy this year or anything like that. But I was like, oh, I have experienced healing this year, but not physically. It was, so actually at the beginning of this year, someone challenged me to do something I hadn't done before, which was pray for a word for the year. And the word that I got was healing. And there was this one area in my life where I was just like, I don't see God's perspective on this. I don't think, like, if there's healing in this, that it's going to be a long process. I don't know when it'll ever come. And, pretty much my testimony is that this year God brought, like, tremendous breakthrough in that area and brought, like, so much healing to where, like, yeah, he's even, like, used me to speak into the lives of other people who are struggling with the same thing, so...
My name's Hannah, and I'll make this fast because I don't know if I'll be able to get through it. I just want to thank God for the rock bottom years, because this was one. This is where I found that relationship again with him, and I'm so grateful for this year, because even though it was one of the hardest in my life ever, it is just... brought me so closer to him. And that picture, Jeff, that you had a couple sermons ago where you see yourself flinging like the little child going after the dad, I'm back there again. And it just feels amazing. And being back at New Song again, I came here years ago, and this place is so special. Everybody here is amazing. I love you guys. I love the support that is here. Jen, thank you so much. You're amazing. I love you. I'm so grateful for my family that has stood behind me. I have an amazing family. I'm so grateful that they're all here. And, yeah. Thank you.
Well, why don't we all stand? What a great time of thanksgiving to the Lord. I hope you heard a couple of consistent themes there. I'm just deeply touched by the fact that so many people chose to say, we're thankful for the church. And when the church is what the church should be, we should all be very thankful for it, because we desperately need relationship with one another and with God together in a way that strengthens and builds and grows all of our lives. So I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful for you all. So let's pray. Lord, go with us now. We're just overwhelmed with thankfulness to you, because you're so good to us in more ways than we can even express. And throughout this whole week, as we gather with our families around tables and slice the turkey and the dressing and enjoy a meal together, may our hearts just exude thankfulness to you. And we love you. Go with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.